Dry Bean Scene, presented by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and SRS Commodities. Northern Pulse Growers strengthening its partnership with Canadian organizations following a recent cross-border meeting focused on pulse and soybean production. Executive Director Shannon Burnt says the discussions brought together grower groups, researchers, and industry leaders from both sides of the border to tackle common production challenges.
You know, we were very grateful to be included in the conversation. This was put together by the Manitoba Soybean Pulse Growers, as well as North Dakota Soybean Growers, North Harvest Bean Growers, and then also NDSU. And, you know, as the largest producer of dry peas, lentils, and chickpeas in the U.S., this was a great opportunity to visit with our neighbors to the north of us on, you know, just challenges and ways that we can assist our growers on both sides of the borders.
Burnt says the meeting highlighted opportunities to collaborate on research, disease management, and grower outreach. She says there's long-term optimism for the industry because global demand for pulse crops continues to grow.
Seeing, you know, this was probably the first time where I've really heard, like, specifically the regions that cover the crops, whether it be soybean, bean, dry peas, lentils, chickpeas. Canada is a much larger producer of dry peas, lentils, and chickpeas than what, you know, the U.S. is. But, you know, we're hoping to in the future, you know, whether it's through the research advances, looking at, you know, some collaborations on some of those disease issues that, you know, our acreage will continue to grow as well. You know, certainly there is a global demand for a lot of these crops, when you look at the protein side of things.
The Dry Bean Scene, presented by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and SRS Commodities.